This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It is 20 minutes to 9. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we're switching gears now, because in just 1 week, the Australian Grand Prix gets its motors running. And in a world first, Racing Pride and Proud to Play, along with Motorsport Australia, have announced the Pride pop-up Pride Hub.
Now, whether it's behind the wheel as a competitor, standing at a flag point, or any of the many roles in between, the Pride Hub is a recognition of the need to celebrate and support LGBTQIA plus motorsport professionals and create a dedicated space for the community. Kate Matthews from Proud to Play joins us now to tell us all about it. Welcome to the show, Kate.
Now, hi, thanks for having me once again.
Kate, I'm so fascinated by Pride being at motorsports now. So how did the Pride Hub, a world first, come about?
Yeah, so we've been working with an organisation called Racing Pride, which is an organisation that's UK-based and does a lot of work in the US and the UK on an event at the Victorian Pride Centre called Pride in Motorsport. We've run that the last couple of years, and that has grown in size and got the attention of the wonderful Australian Grand Prix Corporation, and we worked together to really try and have an emphasis on an event trackside this year so we can sort of engage more people, teach them more about inclusive sports and inclusive motorsport, and really just provide a space for the Pride Hub to connect LGBTQIA plus fans.
So when we think about racing, I guess we're only ever really thinking about the cars or the person driving it. Rach and I were saying this earlier on air, where we were like, I wonder how what the arena or space is like for our communities when it comes to motorsports. So what exactly is that like? What's the motorsports community like for LGBTIQA plus people?
It's a strange space because it's very traditional. It's very macho. When we think of motorsports, we think of, men's men in the 50s and 60s and racing fast cars. But, it is, at the end of the day, a gender-neutral sport. Trans people are welcome. Women race, men race. We have a lot of non-binary people can race. There's not a lot of gendered categories in motorsport. But that said, there is a lot of stigma. There is a lot of challenges and barriers, especially around cost and just sort of being comfortable being out in motorsport. And that's what we're trying to turn around.
So I think when we think about it as well, like you forget that there are, the people that fix the cars, mechanics, get everything sorted. Like the space of motorsports is so large that when you kind of we're thinking about the gendered side of it, it is so much more broader and there's so much more to it where our communities are a part of it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, as well as the drivers, there's whole teams of, mechanics, strategists for teams who determine what the best pit stop strategy is, designers, aerodynamicists. Our wonderful Christina, who's part of our Racing Pride team, is our aerodynamicist for a Formula One team and grew up in Brighton, just near the track.
Wow, that's really cool. So what is on the cards for the Pride Hub and Pride in Motorsports?
Yeah, so the Pride Hub itself will just be a space for fans to connect, socialise and learn more about inclusion in motorsport and inclusion in the wider sporting world. We'll have some games in the Pride Hub. We've got a reaction test games. One of the most popular things that the Formula One drivers do is a reaction test to see how fast they can react to the start light going off and getting that best start. So I've got a bit of game around that. But mainly it'll just be hearing from the community and connecting with them and sort of building that community in Australian motorsport, because there hasn't been any real effort to build that community in Australian motorsport yet. And that's what we're aiming to do. And to complement that, we've got our Pride in Motorsport event at the Pride Centre at 6 p.m. on Thursday night. And that's sort of that wider networking event where we'll have representatives from the Formula One paddock and other motorsports teams, from engineers and marketing people and all sorts of industry people, and people, the LGBT community, can come along, meet them, have a drink and sort of just chat things and all things motorsport.
Now, I know that in the motorsport arena, fashions on the field or fashions on the track is becoming quite popular. Do you think by having an LGBTQIA plus space that we might be seeing more fabulous queer fashion this year?
We can only hope. I'm not a fashion person, so I think we can confidently say that. But I hope everyone else brings the fashion. We do have a whole heap of people at the Pride Hub who I know are volunteering for us, that are very fashion forward and going to be bringing their own little flavour to the trackside as they volunteer. So I really hope that we see a bit of rainbow out there.
Since the Pride Hub has been announced, Cade, what has the response been like? Because I've seen it kind of explode over my social media.
It's been really good. We've had interactions with a whole heap of people. I've had interactions with who might be Australia's first out racing car driver, who we previously didn't know about. I'd been trying to get some information from Queer Archives, and there hadn't been much records in regards to motorsport that we could find. But they've reached out asking how they can be involved. We've had stories from some trans people who weren't able to make the event, but we've been able to help facilitate that and bring them to the event. And we've been able to sort of engage the wider community, and everyone's really excited about it. And everyone's really glad that it's there. And we've had heaps of replies hoping that this becomes something at Formula One races around the world and not just Australia.
Amazing. If people want to find out more information about the Pride Hub and what will be happening throughout the motorsport season, is that what you call it? The racing season? Where can people find more information?
Yeah, so there's two spots for the Pride Hub. If you keep an eye on the Proud to Play socials, we're Proud to Play Inc. on all the major platforms. And Racing Pride is Racing Pride HQ on all the major platforms. We'll be talking about what we're doing at the Pride Hub and at Pride in Motorsports. And that'll keep you up to date with all things happening in the LGBT inclusion space all through all through the year and in future years as well.
Well, we look forward to getting our motors running and finding out more, especially next week when the very first Pride Hub takes place at the Grand Prix. Cade, thank you so much for joining us. And also, congratulations on being a finalist in the Victorian Pride Awards for outstanding contribution to sport. And good luck at the awards on Friday night.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope that one of my well-deserved other finalists win.
Now, Cade, before we let you go, all of our guests this morning have been asked a very important question about a costume party that Dean has this weekend.
Yeah, the theme is Iconic Australia or Iconic Australian, and I need ideas for what I should dress as. So if I'm dressing as something that's iconically Australian, off the top of your head, what should I go as?
I don't know why this came to mind. I have no idea. But I think it would be hilarious to see Dean dressed as Russell Coit.
Wait, as what? I didn't hear that.
Russell Coit from All Aussie Adventures.
Oh, my God.
Hell yes.
Okay, Rachel's just down for that.
Hilarious. Yeah,
I don't know why. It'll be great, though.
And if all else fails, get on some short footy shorts and just be an AFL player.
Do you know how hard it is to find short footy shorts nowadays? They're all too long. It's my AFL complaint. That's my contribution to sport today. Cade, thank you so much for joining us, and we can't wait to see the Pride Hub next week. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.